Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Well, that big voice guy just lied to you, because this is not the Chris and Amy Show today. It's the John Hancock Show featuring Chris. That's what I'm going to say.
How about that?
John Hancock is in again for Amy Marks-Kors. Welcome in this morning. We are glad you're about to spend many, many hours with us. Three, in fact.
Yes.
We're with you until 12. If we've got to be here till 12, so do you.
So do you.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's only fair. You can check in 314-436-7900. You can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are at Chris Amy KMOX. And of course, you should have downloaded the Odyssey app by now.
Long ago.
I mean, what are you doing if you haven't? It is right there on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, and it's free. You can listen to the station live and the podcasts when the show is over.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, last week in Granite City, my hometown, it was an eventful week. We got the news of a blast furnace reopening, and then a police officer was shot outside a pizza place. He's expected to make a full recovery. There was a manhunt underway for many hours. We're going to talk to Mayor Mike Parkinson about that today at 9:30.
Yeah, lots going on. And our good friend, former St. Louis prosecuting attorney Kim Gardner, is facing a disciplinary hearing by the state of Missouri today. She might lose her law license, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor lady. Blues and Bruins tonight at 7 o'clock. Blues won a couple of games over the weekend.
Two in a row.
Back to back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this Kim Gardner thing, right? I mean, it's very easy to forget about her just because it seems like, and maybe this is just our perception, but I think there are numbers to back this up too. City of St. Louis has said that the crime numbers have gone down, that people are being prosecuted when they commit violent crimes. And of course, there are always those that slip through the cracks, but it seems like things in St. Louis are better. They're improved a couple of years ago.
The success rate on murder convictions is much, much better now under Gabe Gore than it ever was under Kim Gardner.
Yeah. And so just, I mean, thinking back on it, and by the way, she has a hearing today, as John mentioned, and there are some ethics violations that they are looking at, violations of federal law, of state law, using contingency funds for something other than what they're supposed to be used for. And she was never criminally charged for anything that she has done. But, you know, there are clearly some potential issues here they're going to look at. And I don't really care about the what did she do, because it doesn't matter anymore. But just, you know, thinking back to that time and how wild of a situation all that was, and things really came to a head with the volleyball player who was struck by a vehicle driven by a guy who was being monitored and should not have been in a car in the first place. And that's really when the anger over her office and the failure to prosecute and punish people appropriately for crimes they have committed, that's when it really came to a head.
Yeah,
and she was finally ousted.
You had all of those instances where the circuit attorney's office just didn't show up for a court appearance. I mean,
people quitting the office.
Yeah,
people who were like-minded with her politically quit the office because it was run so poorly.
Yeah.
And it isn't about politics. It isn't about what her worldview is. It's that she was incompetent. She was incompetent in running the office. And the wildest part of this are the reports that she was taking nursing classes
right
during that time.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
that was
a sad chapter. And that particular office, the circuit attorney's office, had been very stable over a very long number of years. All Democrats, obviously, because that's who wins elections in the city of St. Louis. But for the most part, that was an office that was well managed and effective. And it kind of went from office holder to office holder. It was also an office where traditionally candidates didn't raise and spend a whole lot of money. And already it's relatively inexpensive to run in St. Louis City compared to other places in the country. But what we had with Kim Gardner was this outside dark money. By dark money, I mean it's in a 501c4 committee that doesn't have to disclose its donors. And she was receiving this money, national money, to benefit her campaign, and just completely buried the woman who she was running against, a lady named Mary Pat Carl, who's, I think, back in the office now. But she was the choice of her predecessor was Carl. And Kim Gardner had all this dark money, and they just basically swept in at the end and just overwhelmed the Carl campaign with cash that none of us know where it came from.
And it wasn't the result was a person was in office who just did not appear to know what she was doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean she's not a good attorney. I don't know one way or the other. I don't know how well she knows the law.
I hope she's a better nurse.
I don't know. I mean, maybe she does know the law really well. I have no idea, but it's pretty clear that the office wasn't run competently, and St. Louis deserves better than that. The people who live here deserve better than that. And you might be listening thinking, no, they don't, because you vote these people in. Nobody deserves to live in a city where services lack, or it's unsafe, or there isn't enough money to do the things that need to be done, or that offices are run incompetently. It doesn't matter. You don't deserve that. I don't think people who, for example, we're going to talk a little bit about this, farmers are struggling around the country because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
There's a direct correlation to farmers, the struggles they are facing, and the tariffs that were implemented by the current administration. Well, many farmers voted for the president. I don't think they deserve to have what's happening to them happen to them just because they voted for a particular person. Nobody deserves for their business or their livelihood to be wrecked because of incompetence. Nobody. Whether you live in a city, whether you live in a rural area, it doesn't really matter. People deserve to have good lives and not have agencies or administrations make those lives more difficult.
Well, that certainly was the case here in the circuit attorney's office, and we lived the consequences of it. And you had people sitting in jail for over a year without having their trials. It was the complete thing from top to bottom was a disaster.
Well, we'll see what happens if she loses her law license, but it's an interesting thing to look back on.
Do we know if she finished her nursing degree?
I don't know. Don't know anything about it, but I don't know how accurate all that was. But if it's the case that you're taking any nursing classes while you're the circuit attorney or district attorney or whatever of a major city, what are we talking about here?
There's no
time for that.
Yeah, that was not
Madam,
good.
There's no time for that. You don't get the luxury of taking classes. You don't get to take cooking classes. If you are the circuit attorney of a city, that does have a crime issue, you don't get to take classes of any kind. You're not even allowed to be on Duolingo. You can't learn a new language until you're out of office. How about that?
There you go.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji. We will talk to the mayor of Granite City, 9:30. Mike Parkinson will join the show. We're also going to check in with Matt Pauly from the winter meetings. He'll be with us next hour at 10:30.
Yeah, still nothing popping there, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, you never know.
Right.
Nothing's popped yet, though. Could. That's why we're going to keep you abreast if anything does occur.
That's good of us.
Isn't it?
Yes.
The Chris and Amy Show with John Hancock today on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is a real bop, you know.
Yeah. Who's the artist there?
Vince Guaraldi. You kidding me? That's the trio. Oh.
There he is. I only hear,
you know, that this,
and only hear one of the trio.
And then the beat drops. Just wait till the beat drops, John.
Huh.
Yeah. It's coming up here. It's such a good song.
There he is.
It'll get you going.
Vince.
Here it is.
Grimaldi.
There it is. There's your beat.
And there's the trio. A little bass, a little drum.
Chris and Amy Show. KMOX. John Hancock is in for Amy. And we have our question of the week.
Yes.
You should be following us on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Chris Amy KMOX.
Chris Amy KMOX.
Are you following us?
I am.
Yes. At Chris Amy KMOX. And we do have our question of the week this week. And lately it's been mundane questions of the week. And we have another one for you. You're going to love it. You're going to love our mundane question
of the week. Let's go.
Here it is. Mm. What type of Christmas tree do you set up in your home?
Hmm.
All right. Here are your options.
All right.
Real.
Real tree.
Artificial.
Fake tree.
Both.
One of each.
Or none.
Who wants a stinking tree?
That's right.
There you have it.
Those are your options. You have a real one, fake one, both of them, or you have none of them. Those are your options.
You know, I don't do both, but the thought of doing both is kind of appealing. Because we do have two trees. Well, I mean, because there is something about going out there and scouting your tree, finding it, cutting it down.
Yeah.
Putting it up there on the roof of the old family jalopy and delivering it home, getting it all set up. You got to put water in the,
you got to put water in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And it smells good.
Smells great.
They smell magnificent. You get those pines. And there you have it.
I just had
pine needles all over the floor.
My first, yeah, the pine needles all over the floor. That's a real problem. I just had my first experience at a tree farm.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to one in, okay, so apparently until I was about five, we had real trees.
You probably don't remember that.
Not really.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember a real tree kind of thing at some point in my life, but we had artificial trees almost my entire life.
Mm.
And I think I was allergic to the real ones.
Oh.
When I was a kid.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, not good at all. Oh. You could die like that.
Yeah.
So I went to a tree farm.
Tree.
And I got to tell you, the tree farm people, it was at Sullivan's.
Yeah.
They were real nice. Really, really nice people.
Sure.
You know, got us the right tree. We took care of it, put it in the back of the vehicle, brought it in. I don't like setting them up, though.
It can be a little tricky.
It's tricky.
Yeah,
it, you know, it's sappy.
Yes.
Needles everywhere.
Yeah.
And I prefer the artificial tree. I prefer just, you know what, just store it.
So you're a single guy, bachelor guy. Do you put a tree up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course, John. I don't do a full-size tree for myself because I don't need it, right? So I have a pretty cool LED artificial tree. So it looks, you know, it's small, but it's got all these awesome lights on it.
Now, by small, are we talking like 3 feet?
Less than 3 feet, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is small.
Yeah. So it's, it's probably right around three or so. And it's just awesome. Don't have to string it up with lights. You're good. Put a few ornaments on it. You're all right. You know what I've been doing lately, last couple of years, and I think I'm going to continue the tradition. I have put just one single ornament on the tree, and it is Walter Payton. I got my Walter Payton ornament on it, and I feel like I'm good to go.
Is it like an action figure?
Walter Payton? Like Walter, and he's
got,
you know,
the ball.
It's
there.
A Hallmark.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a it's few years old, I think. I know it's a few years older, but it might be like 10 or so. It's awesome. So Walter Payton is on my Christmas tree.
Number 34.
Oh, man. Wow. What a stud.
He was a great running back.
He was.
And a really good guy, by all accounts.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though? We talked to Jeff Perlman a couple of weeks ago, who just wrote a book on Tupac. And I've not gotten a chance to read it, but it's apparently great. And Jeff Perlman's an incredible writer. And he covers a lot of sports related stuff. Not all of it is sports related, but he did a book on the USFL, and the president is heavily featured in it because he had a role in the demise of the USFL. So there's it's a fascinating story with him, and he wrote a book on Walter Payton, probably I think it was about 2011.
Okay.
And there were a lot of people in Chicago that were really mad at him because the book wasn't all glowing about Walter. I mean, there were, you know, he wasn't a perfect man. And
who among us is, right?
Right? And when you, and I agree with the author on this, if you're going to write a book about somebody, I think it should include everything about them. You know, I mean, maybe not every single detail, but you should know what the imperfections are too. It shouldn't just be all praise, because that's not interesting. It's not interesting to read about somebody and you don't get the warts, too.
Yeah, I think that's right, because everybody has warts. And, you know, I like biographies. I read a lot of biographies.
I do, too.
And I like, generally, autobiographies. But the autobiographies that don't deal honestly with the real facts of the person's life are, you know, a disappointment to me.
Yeah, and I don't... It's the kind of thing where you don't want the biography to necessarily be endorsed by the family of the person, family of the subject,
right,
or the subject himself or herself, just because they're not going to want any of the ugly stuff in it. But
yeah.
I like the realism of it.
I do too. You know, I don't want to get preachy here, but one of the things that I find very appealing about the Bible is that, it deals very honestly with the heroes of the Bible. You know, King David, great guy, big deal, King David, you know, but he was an adulterer and a murderer. And the Bible deals very honestly with those things about its heroes. And I like that generally in biographies, because everybody's got stuff, everybody.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
No?
With people knowing that you're imperfect.
Right.
you know, I think being a murderer is a little bit worse than being imperfect, but right. It's, you know, it's okay to know that stuff. It's okay to know what your flaws are because, like you said, everybody has them, and to humanize you, I think that's the right way to go about it. Anyway, you should read Sweetness. That's the book.
That was his nickname.
Yeah,
by Jeff Perlman. Well, that was quite a team, man. That 85 Bears team. They had not just great players, but characters on that team.
Yes, they really did. Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah.
That was my real introduction to football. I mean, I didn't, 1985 was a very big sports year for me because the Cardinals were good.
Yeah.
1982, I vaguely knew that something was going on, but I was too young. I was five. Mm-hmm. So I don't really remember it. I remember Cool in the Gang. I remember Celebrate Good Times. I remember hearing that a lot, and I knew it was a big deal at the time, but I wasn't conscious of what was happening. So 85 was the first time that I understood, baseball.
Yeah.
And that I understood what was happening and that it was a big deal and, getting the Royals in the World Series and being happy about it. I remember we were like, yes, good, we're facing the Royals.
Well, we did beat them. But that's a story for
another day. That's right.
That 82 team, as a kid, I grew up in the 70s. So I was, when I was 6 years old, it was 1970. And that was a really rough decade for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they had gone to the World Series three times in the 60s. It's really kind of interesting if you look at the Cardinal history because they had three World Series in the 40s, nothing in the 50s, three World Series in the 60s. Nothing in the 70s, three World Series in the 80s, nothing in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
But having lived through that is good preparation, I think, for where we are right now with this team because it's going to be a good few years, if not more, before, at least in my opinion, the Cardinals are ready to be, competing with the elite teams in the league.
And, I think people need to be prepared for that. And look, there's always this really, and I want to preface this by saying it's a very, very small part of me, but there's always that really tiny, that little nagging thing that says, the division, it's not that great. You never know.
But
I would not expect, I wouldn't expect that the Cardinals are going to be particularly good next year. And that's okay. That's the thing is that it's okay because there's a plan here.
Yeah, they absolutely have a plan.
It seems like there is a plan. And because there is a plan that I feel pretty confident in at this point, and that could change a year from now or a year and a half from now, but I feel pretty good about the direction of the team, where it's going. I think this president of baseball operations knows what he's doing and knows how to build from the ground up.
I do too.
So I feel good about all of that. Which means there's going to have to be some patience involved here. But the deal is this. We give them patience. They reward us with something good on the other end of it.
Yeah.
That's the transaction.
And that's the expectation,
I think. So we'll be patient with you, but you have to deliver when it's over.
Yes. But look how highly regarded our farm system is now. After all the deals at the trade deadline, all the acquisitions, we have one of the best stocked minor league systems in the league right now. So that's in and of itself encouraging.
A listener texting in from the 573 area code says, I don't ever get any praise. Well, I'll tell you what. We love you and we think you're great. We think you're great. 573. Yeah, 573. That's out in the sticks, isn't it?
No.
573?
Could be God's country.
The sticks.
Could be Columbia. Could be Jeff City.
That's kind of the sticks. Anything that's not St. Louis is the sticks.
All right, then.
Look, here's your praise. Thank you for listening. You're wonderful. We love you, and we're glad you're part of all of this.
Right? And we'll be right back.
And we're going to be back.
Yes.
And when we do come back, Mike Parkinson, the mayor of Granite City. Granite had a very eventful week last week, and we're going to talk to the mayor about that when we come back on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Chris and Amy's show today. I've got John Hancock in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. And as some of you, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that Granite City is my hometown. So I care a lot about it. And we do talk a lot about it, about the steel mill, which has faced some challenges in recent years, some up and down situations. And we're going to talk about that with the mayor of Granite City, Mike Parkinson. Also, there was a lot going on last week. There was some news about the mill. There was a shooting that took place right as the weekend started. So to talk about everything that has been going on and what the current situation is, the mayor of Granite City, Mike Parkinson, is with us on KMOS. KMOX, Mike Parkinson, good to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, good to see you. Good to talk to you guys. Morning.
Well, all right, so let's start first with the shooting, because I got a phone call from my mother, and she said, do you know what's going on here? And I said, no. And there was a manhunt after a shooting took place outside of a pizza place on Johnson Road, which is a pizza place that I used to go to after Little League games subsequently. So tell us what happened, how that all went down, and then with the arrest, where we stand now.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the most amazing thing, and it was really a sight to see for our citizens, is just the overwhelming response to such a senseless violent act against a public servant, you know, that was only doing his job. And, you know, the shooting itself, it was just senseless. I mean, here's an officer that was going to help somebody, and next thing you know, he's in an ambulance headed to a hospital, right? With what could have been life altering or life ending injuries, and you know, for the public, man, I can't thank my citizens enough for the, you know, when the images were put out of the suspect fleeing on local TV, and the images came from, you know, canvassing the area and coming up with home cameras and ring doorbells, and you know, the pizza place you spoke of was very helpful. And you know, when the public saw those images, it was instantaneous. There was one name that just kept coming to the forefront, and you know, it wasn't long before, you know, these detectives and police officers and state police, and they did a great job of gathering evidence and putting this thing together. And you know, as you saw yesterday, it culminated in the charges that, as the state's attorney said, he could be facing up to 100 years in prison.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, it was a swift you know, we knew who he was pretty quickly because of the response from citizens in the area. The police officer who was shot is Tyler Timmons. He was shot a couple of times. The suspect fired five and he was struck twice, correct? And also, is it correct that he is expected to make a full recovery?
Yeah, he's expected to make a full recovery. And let me tell you a little bit about Tyler Timmons. Tyler Timmons is a young officer. I believe he's been with the department for about 4 years. And, you know, even while he's laying in a hospital bed, his sense of humor and his loyalty to this police department and the city was unwavering. I mean, it was such a touching moment for me to be there with him and such a hard moment for him and his family. But throughout the whole thing, you know, he was in good spirits and this is just a young man that's living his dream of being a police officer. My message to him as he was laying there, and I was probably the first one to get to the hospital other than our own paramedics. And I told him, I said, listen, you've got the support of a city and your brothers in blue are going to support you like you can't even imagine. I said, you don't even know what's going on right now in the city. And he smiled. And then, when his wife finally got to the hospital and got to see him, it was a tearful moment. And something that I hope none of my officers ever have to go through again. You know, this is the second time that we've had an officer shot within the last couple of years. And I served 26 years at the Granite City Police Department. Didn't happen one time in those 26 years. Mm. So, you know, these are two events that will last a while. They'll sting for a while. But these guys will get up and they'll put their uniform on every single day and get right back at it without fear. And I commend all of them for that, you know, from the U.S. Marshal Service, the state police, the county, all the local agencies. And then my men and women, they're a different breed. They really are. They get up and face that danger every day.
I feel a lot of times like we citizens kind of take our police officers for granted. And it takes sometimes something like this to remind us that these folks really are putting their lives on the line to keep us safe. Your community over there, Mayor, in Granite City is a tight-knit one. How big is your police department, and how do you assess the public safety situation in Granite City right now?
Well, we're about 52 officers, and we, you know, I look at the stats, I look at the numbers, I look at the crime rates, and you know, statistics are always they're funny, right? Because anybody can put any kind of statistics together and make a ham sandwich out of it. But I feel the pulse of this community. I'm out in it a lot. I'm a very visible mayor. So I stay in touch with my police department quite a bit. You know, I feel like I still belong there, right? So, we have a community that really doesn't see violence like this. This is an anomaly for us, and we'll get back to normalcy here real soon. These guys are vigilant. There's been changes in laws recently that I think do have an effect on how they operate. There was a lot of talk yesterday in the media about, this guy that shot our officer. I don't even want to say his name and give him any notoriety, but this guy, this coward that shot our officer, there's a lot to say about, you know, his criminal history and whether he should still have been locked up or not. And, you know, look, these are laws that are put in place, and the policemen have to abide by them. The state's attorney has to follow them. To put blame on that is Monday morning quarterback, right? Could he have went to trial and been found not guilty? Who knows, right? We're looking at playing Monday morning quarterback is never fun, and it's never really a fair assessment. But I will tell you that the job that I did and the ability that I had to put handcuffs on people and for just being a general nuisance, those days are gone in Illinois. I just wish that when they were writing that law, that they would have really sat down at the table instead of 3 o'clock in the morning passing a law. I wish they'd have sat down and had serious conversations with law enforcement, because I think there are some unintended consequences that come from the Safety Act. And You know, while I understand that people shouldn't be sitting in jail just simply because they can't afford the bond, and somebody with money can, I certainly think that is a good aspect of the law. But the unintended consequences of taking arrest powers away from police officers and taking away the ability for a judge to decide whether somebody should be in jail or not, you know, and just limiting that ability and taking away some of the arrestable offenses, I'm not so sure it's good for our communities. And I think that they really need to take a look at this and make some changes.
Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson with us on KMOX. Have you had any conversations with the state since this happened?
Not since it's happened. I've just been far too busy and you know, trying to heal a community and you know, just be there for my men and women. You know, but I think there will definitely be some tough conversations coming up. And you know, I think that the legislature is trying to do something good with this. I think the intent of it was honorable. I think it's just those unintended consequences that need to be looked at, and those unintended laws that were put in there, you know, that just doesn't benefit the public, and you know, maybe a reason that we're seeing, you know, more of these people out on the street, you know, and then, you know, it's just a tough thing, and I think people were trying to do the right thing, but I think it really, really does. We need to take a step back and reevaluate it.
Yeah, and just as an aside, we've had these two very recent incidents in Chicago on the train, where the woman got burned, somebody else got shot, and these public policies do have real world consequences.
They do, and you know, in a lot of cases, and I'm not saying this is the case here, but in a lot of cases, it's you know, somebody that has some mental deficiencies as well, and. You know, it just seems a few years back when the government was looking for ways to cut budget, the first thing that they cut is health care for the mentally ill. And I think that, you know, you can look at building more prisons and putting more people in it, but you can also look at getting the mental health facilities back on track. If you remember when we were young, there was a big facility in Alton, Illinois. And you know, I just don't think those beds are there. And you know, short-term treatment for some of these people just doesn't work. And if they're not in a controlled environment and having to stay on their meds, I think you'll see a lot more of this, you know, some of this violence that's related to mental health as well.
Mayor Parkinson, the city of Granite had a pretty eventful week, not just this event that we're talking about, but the news of U.S. Steel reopening a blast furnace. So what exactly does that mean for Granite City Steel?
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas, right? I mean, you've got a community that's reeling, and then, you know, you're handed a box and you open it up and, hey, look, we're going to put, you know, 300 to 600 people back to work. You know, good for the area, good for, you know, like I've said, this isn't a Granite issue. This is a regional issue, and these are regional jobs, and it means something for railroad workers. It means something for truck drivers. It means something for finishing companies. It means something for everybody, and you know, it's good for America. You know, the union had been saying all along, been telling Mr. Dave Burritt that, you know, we produce a lot of your steel here, and I don't know how you're going to fill the orders, and I guess you know, as they got into it and the new management kind of came in, they started looking at these numbers and realized that they weren't going to be able to meet their goals and the tickets that they had. And, you know, so they're going to fire this thing back up, at least one of them. Now, what we got to hope for, Chris, is that, is that, you know, this isn't a short-term gap for them, that they're doing it just to fill in orders until they can get their new plants built in other states. You know, we want them to really take a look at this, invest some money here, fire this thing up and keep producing steel here. Or look, let's look at some land, or let's clean some stuff up and put some of your clean ovens here and continue to produce steel. So we're just hoping it's not a short-term gap and a short-term band-aid for them and that they continue on their plan. And then we're faced with the same issue in a couple of years.
Yeah, and so let's say this is sustainable and Granite City Steel is operating, working, people are there. What is the impact on your local economy when that plant's running versus when it's not?
Well, you know, I've said it a million times, is that a lot of these guys make decent wages and they're union jobs, so they all don't live in Granite City, but, you know, they do travel here every day. They stop at a grocery store. They stop at Park Grill. They stop at Jerry's. They do spend money here, and so it does have an impact on the local economy. Just having that manufacturer here, the fear is that they close and they let the property deteriorate and they keep coming back for a reduced footprint on their tax bill, and we start seeing a shrinking, you know, tax collection on that property. And I've been pretty vocal about it, and that if they are going to shut this thing down, I'm pushing legislators to start enacting things to see exit strategies and decommissioning plans. And, you know, I've had that conversation with our governor. I've had it with Nikki Budzinski and our federal legislators, and hopefully they understand that we have to get something done on that front. Otherwise, the taxpayers are going to be left holding the bag on a cleanup process, you know, down the road. That's not fair.
Lastly, Mayor Parkinson, when you say that it's somewhere between 400 and 600 people coming back to work, are these past employees of U.S. Steel, or are you talking about new hires too?
Well, it's a combination of both. You know, I think some of the guys have moved on and found other employment, and may not return. I think that clearly you'd like that labor to come back, but you don't have to retrain. But that may not be the reality. And I think Cleveland Cliffs has some employees that aren't working right now. So, you know, maybe you can slide some of those steel workers from other regions over here. And hopefully if you're bringing people in from outside, they're also looking for real estate. And I think our real estate market in Granite City is on the upswing. It's quite possibly the best it's been in quite some time. We just saw another house in Granite sell for over $500,000. So those are prices we haven't seen in a long time, and I don't think they're inflated. I think that just the city's in a growth spurt, and good things are happening over there. And, the good Lord's shining on us right now, that's for sure.
Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite City, Illinois, we appreciate your time. Thank you for giving it to us today.
Yep, great to see you guys. Great to talk to you guys again. Have a great day.
That is Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite City with us. That's John Hancock. I'm Chris Ranji. Did You See This is next on KMOX.
Now, Did You See This with Chris and Amy.
All right, first of all, John, you know what norovirus is.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. Did you see that cases are on the rise at a higher rate than usual, at least according to data from the CDC, that the testing rate is double what it typically is this point of year, the testing positive rate. And that's a new report, again, out from the CDC. Here's the part of it, though, that I had never known. So I know what norovirus is. I know it makes you puke.
Yeah.
And if you get it, you get really, really sick. Did you know that it was known? And I heard Fred Bottomer, our health editor, mentioned it this morning. Did you know it's also called the winter vomiting disease?
Ooh, I got to get more creative than that.
What a wretched
a
title for an illness.
Ooh.
Winter vomiting disease.
The old WVD. Nobody wants to get WVD.
I've never heard of this. Have you heard of that?
The vomiting disease.
Vomiting disease.
Yeah, that's rough stuff, man.
It's the first time I've heard a disease name, and it's actually made me want to puke.
Yeah.
That's so gross. Winter vomiting disease.
You don't want to get that.
You don't want that.
Hey, did you see who the Colts tried out for quarterback?
Philip Rivers.
Yes.
I did see
that. He's a grandpa. 44 years
old.
He's
a literal grandpa, but he's got 15 kids or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now he's got a grandchild, and he may be returning to the NFL to quarterback the Indianapolis Colts at the age of 44. That's incredible.
I
hasn't played since 2020.
Well, Tom Brady did it to what, 45?
43, I think.
Was he four? Oh, so he's older than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think he's not the oldest quarterback ever. That would have been, George Blanda.
Oh, George Blanda.
Yeah, back when he, of course, he was mostly just a place kicker at the end, but he played until he was 48 years old.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And back then?
Yeah, right.
He getting smoked back then. Right. There's no protect a quarterback rules at that time. Wow. Yeah, so no old quarterbacks, and you don't want winter vomiting disease.
You do not.
That is the lesson from today.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.